We have a very special guest joining us today on the Outdoor Show, Chief of the Fisheries Division from the DNR, Jim Dexter himself with us today. Thank you for your time, sir.
Good afternoon, Adam. Glad to be here.
I appreciate you giving us a little time today. I want to talk about some good things and some tough things. First of all, I want to congratulate you and your Fisheries Division on a significant increase in the Master Angler program last year. First of all, what are your thoughts on that? There were more Master Anglers last year than ever. Is that right?
Yeah, isn't that something? We're up over 1,800 folks that submitted applications to our Master Angler program, which is nearly double over 2 years ago. And, you know, of course, as Chief of Fisheries, I like to think that, you know, that's a direct reflection on our world-class fisheries. And it is. You know, on one hand, it is. We have great places to fish for all kinds of different freshwater fish, and people are out there taking advantage of it, and they recognize the importance of the program. They like to be recognized for their activities out there catching fish. But I will also say that, you know, a couple years ago, we switched our patch program, and you know how hunters and fishers like their patches. You know, just think about the deer program. Everyone wants to bring their deer in so they can get their patch. Of course, that also provides us information. With our Master Angler program, we started creating some very nice collectible patches, and I'm sure that that's probably also contributed to the enhanced effort for people to sign up for our program, but that's okay. It showcases our world-class fisheries.
Well, I'm curious if you know what percentage, or was it a consistent percentage in the Upper Peninsula for Master Angler recipients this year?
You know, I don't know that answer offhand, but I would assume that based on the fantastic fisheries that are available in the Upper Peninsula, it may be disproportionately high to the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, I wonder that too.
That's something I can certainly find out, but, I mean, you've got fantastic fisheries. No matter where I go to take advantage of the fishing activity, there's great fisheries out there, and people should be applying for this program because it shows just how good our fisheries are across the entire landscape.
Well, I want to get into the salmon plants on Lake Superior especially, and we'll save that for the second half here. But right now, can you comment a little bit on this walleye and pike season as it closes? We got today and tomorrow, and that's it for season until mid-May. What are your thoughts in the Upper Peninsula for the walleye and pike season this year?
Well, I mean, I've been hearing good things about the fishing season up till now. Of course, the season closes March 15th at midnight, so that'll be tomorrow night at midnight. And, you know, these seasons close at this time of year for a very specific reason, and it's to protect those congregations of populations that are getting ready to spawn. They become very easy to catch when they're congregating on their spawning grounds. And so forever, for decades and decades, we've had closures from March 15th to the end of April or mid-May up in the Upper Peninsula to protect those species so that they can spawn and provide natural fish back to the system. And that's exactly what we're trying to manage for, is good populations of natural fish. So I would expect that, people should be out there taking advantage right now because, boy, the feed's on. You know, the fishing's going to be good. Get it done before tomorrow night. And then look for a good opener come mid-May.
Well, hang around. We'll continue with Jim Dexter, Chief of the Fisheries Division for the DNR, and get into the tough question of why did the salmon plants get cut across the entire Lake Superior Basin? Stay tuned for that later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.